start the script.
All right. And Tom will not, Tom's in Europe, so he can't join us tonight.
Okay. I'm calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16, 2022 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31, 2023, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Okay, commissioners present are McDermott, Kilgus, Dunwell, Knopf. That looks like it. Am I right?
Yes, all four of you.
Plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. So the first order of business are our administrative review approvals. And we have 230462BV, 62 Melrose Street. So Joe, do you wanna talk about that?
Sure, this is very straightforward. Replacing deteriorated wood, window trim, gutters and roofing in kind. So it's all consistent with the guidelines. And we can go to the next one too. If,
yeah, 230458BV, 56 Piedmont Street.
Yep, this is in-kind replacement of 12 windows. They're black windows, mostly 2-over-1 in configuration, and they'll be approved in kind. I do see we do have two members of the public, so maybe we want to ask if
sure
they want to be, if we have Jill Kay and we have Kane. Where did you go? I saw your name here. If either of you would like to comment or be recognized, please raise your hand.
Yeah, they would have to unmute also.
Here, why don't I?
So, Joe, can I ask a question about 56 Piedmont? That's the Tim Kasich's house. I just went over to take a look at it. Their windows are in pretty good shape. Is there a reason they're changing them?
They're not original windows, and some of the ones I had seen were fogging up. The seals had broken.
Oh, I see.
All right, yeah. Jill and Kane, I've made you both co-hosts, so if you would like to unmute yourself and make a comment, you're welcome to.
Yeah, so this is Jill. That's can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, hello, Jill.
Kasich. Hi, how are you?
Good.
What's your last name?
Kasich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's correct. The windows are they've steamed. They've broken the seal, I guess, so to speak. And so they're ready to be replaced.
Yeah, they've clouded up, and that's unfortunately what happens when the seal breaks.
Yeah.
So Jill, are you replacing like all of the small windows that you have? I couldn't quite figure that out.
Yeah, it's all of the, it's the third and fourth floor back windows in the back, and then third floor windows in the front for the floor. They sit back though, they sit back from the street. So it's just the third floor front and back, and then second floor back windows.
Oh,
those are the ones, so those are the ones that are sort of leaking and have problems.
So it's not the windows that face Piedmont Street at all, or not?
Correct.
Not the lower two floors anyway.
Correct.
Okay. That's that. Now I understand, because they looked okay to me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Kane, Damasio, Scott, did you want to say anything? No. Maybe not. All right. So those are our two administrative reviews. And again, both are consistent with the guidelines.
I'll move that, can I ask for a motion to approve both as stated?
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve both these items as presented.
Great. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Looks like everyone, Jill, unanimous.
Thank you. Thank you, Jill. Okay. Good luck with your project.
Thank you. Bye.
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 All right, Jill. So it looks like status of the regulatory standards is next. Oh, but no, Steve, let's go give us a little bit on Melrose Street because Steve was asking about that.
Sure. So 20 Melrose Street, that was the advisory review and they were scheduled to come in December and they had put up their mock-up and it was quite large and quite visible. And I know they wanted to have discussions with the neighbors before they proceeded. So I think they had discussions with some of the neighbors, but not all of the neighbors, and they reduced the footprint and put up a new mock-up, but ultimately decided not to move forward at this time. I think they still want to work with the neighbors, and they may abandon the project altogether. That's the only update I have. But it was just an advisory review. It wasn't a actual project to be approved. We were just going to be giving feedback about it.
Some of the neighbors were concerned they were coming to us before they went to them. Okay.
What I noticed was I saw the first mock-up go up because I can see that area really clearly from the top of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I also took some pictures of it. So they put it up, I took some pictures. Then a couple of days later, they took it down and then two weeks later, they put it up again and took some more pictures and then they took it down again. And they never contacted me. I'm not exactly in a butter, but I'm pretty darn close. And other people nearby were wondering, well, what are they doing and why aren't they not talking about this in the usual way? So it was a little bit unusual for them to come to Historic early in the game, when they would usually go to Bay Village, BVNA planning first to get a reading on it. So it's a little bit of a puzzle to me.
Yeah, well, this is an architect from Beacon Hill, who does a lot of Beacon Hill projects. Wow. And he's used to coming for advisory reviews. And you know, we do offer that. We don't really have a system in place where people go to the neighborhood association first.
Well, it's good to know that that's the custom and that there are different customs with different neighborhoods.
So that's my only update on. My last conversation, it sounded like they probably were not going to be moving forward. And it was kind of a strange shape of property because it's two properties that kind of connect as an L. Steve, you probably can explain it better than I can, but it's a building that faces Church Street that connects to a building on Melrose Street.
If I could elaborate on that a little bit, you almost have to have a plot plan in front of you to visualize it properly, but basically there were two separate buildings that at a certain point in history became one property, but then they were kind of separated again as two office condos that have, each has a different entrance, and yet they have a shared wall, and there's a passageway in between. So sometimes it's been used as one business, and other times it's been used as two businesses. And for the last 40 years, it's been two professional condominiums. One of them is the Racemaker business. His first name is Joe. What's his last name again?
Friedman.
I don't know.
It's Friedman.
Friedman, okay. Okay. So he's Racemaker. And then what he did was the other condo wanted to sell. And so Joe bought the second condo. So now he owns both of them. But from what I can see, he's only using the Racemaker building at the moment. The second building has been essentially vacant for a year while he figures out what to do. So there was something in the proposal about how the addition would not have an entrance of its own. You could only get into it by going through the Racemaker building, which was a little odd, but that was that. And I also noticed that the proposal did not include filling in the space. There's a between the two adjacent buildings, like each of the adjacent buildings is a story higher with a pitched roof, and the building in question is lower with a flat roof. And they did not request to fill it in. It was more like, we're going to put a box, but it doesn't fill it. So we'll see what they come back with.
Yeah, if they come back, like I said, it sounded like they were probably going to abandon the idea, but we'll see.
Okay. All right.
And so I'm wondering, Steve and Anne, were the regulatory standards discussed at the BVNA meeting yesterday?
Yes. Yes. But only in a sort of a general manner, so to speak. What they focused on the change of venue, the change of purview, I mean.
Yes.
Yep. Meaning the three points that were going to be different, you know, the public way, the lamps, and the paint, the door colors. And there was some back and forth about, oh, well, what's with the doors? And what if you wanted to paint your door a weird color? And everyone agreed that that wasn't going to happen. And so they basically said, well, we approve all that stuff. And so the neighborhood did vote on it.
Oh, good. Okay.
And did, you know, say, you know, give the thumbs up to all of that. There was no discussion whatsoever of all of the other standards that we've been working on.
Yeah.
Like the other 59 points. Like that was like, no mention at all, like invisible. If I got that right, Anne?
Yeah. And it was more or less, well, we think it's fine. I mean, there wasn't any opposition. And then someone said, well, I think they have to vote on it because it has to go to the state or something.
I said
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it has to go to city council. So yeah, we're waiting for, you know, to give Kenzie Bach an update. And then once she hears from BVNA that they support it, she'll be happy to move it forward. So that's good. So that's our first step. And then the second step will be the, Steve, as you said, the 59 other points, but that's, you know, that's something for the commission to adopt. And we'll certainly have public meetings about that again, just to make sure everyone's comfortable with those.
Yeah. Joe, you mentioned Kenzie. Ed Flynn is our counselor. So does Kenzie have a special position in this, or did you actually mean Ed?
No, it was Kenzie. And it may have to do with the commission that, or the committee it goes to. Good.
Just checking.
So that's where we are. So, you know, again, I'll follow up with Tom Perkins and Trish and hopefully have the green light to move this forward through city council. So that's good. That's one more step forward. So great.
Yeah, progress.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Oh, we have the minutes.
Okay. So would you like me to? Yeah, that's right. I've got to do that. So commissioners, I move that we approve. First of all, I have to ask a question. Has everyone had a chance to review the meeting minutes yes. sent by email?
Yes.
Does anyone have any changes?
No.
Nobody from the public. Okay. Then I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. All right, now let's turn to, we did the review of the revised standards. We did the ratification of the minutes. Okay, now staff updates.
Sure. Well, before we get to the commissioner appointments, I'll just, I'd updated Anne. We have hired two new staff members in our team. We have an assistant survey director who previously worked at Historic New England in the publications with the Historic New England magazine. And she is our new assistant survey director. Her name is Dorothy Clark. And we have a new staff architect. Her name is Chelsea Blanchard, and she lives in South Boston and has been a practicing architect, but has background in preservation projects and a preservation degree from Boston University. So we are so happy and excited to start the new year off with the staff. Commissioner appointments for all of the commissions that we have, all of the district commissions, As you may know, we sent out letters to nominating organizations, and they had until the end of December to respond. Historic New England has renominated Anne, so hopefully we'll be moving that forward. That's great. And I know we had mentioned that Ruth has decided not to, and rightfully so. She's given us a lot of time. And Kathy, although you have decided not to continue, but both of you have really given us so much wonderful time to the neighborhood. And for me, it's been a pleasure to start my career at the city working with both of you. So thank you.
Well, I second that. Hey, Kathleen and Ruth, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
And I think, you know, people in the neighborhood appreciate what we're doing.
Great.
And people keep telling me, I keep getting feedback. And, you know, both of you have done a lot more. So I hope you feel you've made a nice contribution.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I for me, working with Joe is absolutely the highlight. In addition, of course, working with neighbors and Tom, but the transition that happened when Joe stepped on made this a real pleasure. So
great.
Happy to work with you, Joe.
Thank you. And we have received nominations. Steve has been renominated, and we've also received nominations. Craig Douglas, Laura Shea, and Catherine Nelson. So I'll be reaching out to everyone and doing interviews and then forwarding the names off to the mayor's office. So the, you know, we won't be saying goodbye to Ruth and Kathy in the near future because they will stay on until the replacements are sworn in. And it probably will take, I would say, at least 2 months. And once we send the names off to the mayor's office, it's completely out of our hands. But once we have the new commissioners sworn in, then we will have elections for a new chair and vice chair. So that will all take place once we have the new commissioners in place. So changes are happening. We're mm-hmm. you know, we're sorry to see both of you leave, but certainly thank you for everything you've done.
You're so welcome.
Pleasure, actually.
How can we live without you guys, though? I don't know. I'm not
you can
sure
always tune possible. In.
That's we're not right. Dead. I can always be a member of the public.
Yeah, we are not dying.
You know, Tuesday.
We're just taking our leave.
That's right.
So those are my updates. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody have anything else that they'd like to discuss? Okay. And nobody from the, all right. So if nobody has anything to discuss and nobody from the public has anything, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Great. Aye. Thank you.
Unanimous. Thank you, everyone. Meeting is
Happy
adjourned.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.